we should get dermatology.
Okay, we continue with the Rambam Hilchos Tumas Ames Perek Shivasar Chapter 17 Halacha Gimel. We're talking more. We've been talking about ledges. Wow, is the thing on though?
Oh,
so I just have to. Okay,
it's on, Rabbi.
I think okay, Marcus, how's that? Are we up?
You're up.
Up what? We woken up?
We're up. Okay. So now, halacha.
Who's going to sleep? It's great in
going
here.
Back. 17. Gimel. Here we go. There we are. We've got to get the picture up here. Come on. There it goes.
Okay, we'll a little higher.
I know, but I have to have the Rambam also, so it's okay. We'll get it. Okay, anyway, let's show you the picture first. Okay, we're talking about now ledges over windows. Before we're talking about ledges over doors. Now we're talking about ledges over windows. And there's all kinds of pictures that could fit in, but it really isn't that going to matter so much. The main idea is we have two types of windows. We have a window that is for service windows, replace things on the windows, where we said it needed a shear of a tefach to be open, a square tefach, right, for tumah to pass through. And we talked about a shear of windows that are used for light, which is a smaller shear of a pundion, which is a smaller amount.
Yeah.
Okay, the question now is going to be as follows. Just like we had the discussion with doors and ledges over the doors, does it really extend the house? And therefore, tumah that's inside the house will extend all the way to what's under the ledge that's outside the door. And if there's a tumah under the ledge, will the tumah go into the house? That same discussion now will be with ledges over windows. Just like tumah can go through doors, it can go through windows. So now the question is, okay, so we got a window, we got various shapes and types of ledges that are going over the window, and then we'd have some tumah, let's say, on the ground in front of the house under the ledge. Will that go into the house? Or vice versa, you have tumah in the house and you got vessels under the ledge. Will they become tumah by being under the ledge? That's going to be...
Just like our houses have that ledge with the eavesdrop.
Yes, that would sort of be
the same as that.
But these types of ledges, you're going to see it can be close to the window, far from the window. The main point is the ledge considered an extension of the opening of the window, so to speak? We know it's an extension of the house, but the house, the tumah stops at the house. The tumah goes through the window. So the question is the ledge going to be close enough to the window that it's like extending
the window? The window has to be a minimum size, though, for the tumah.
I know, but for tumah to go out.
Yeah.
And for tumah underneath the ledge.
The ledge.
So that's going to be the issue. So chalon ha'asuya latashmish. If a window is used as a service window to put things into the window, and you put the items, viziz yotzei al gabei chalon, and there's a ledge that's projecting out over the window, on top of the window, afilu haya kerochav aguda, even if it only juts out,
an agudal,
not a tefach even, but an agudal is a width of a thumb, which is 2 centimeters, so it's not even jutting out a tefach, but any amount that juts out beyond the window, maybe it's a tumah. It will bring the tumah. Meaning any tumah that's in the house would normally, let's say this is outside, so nothing is going to really go out the window because there's nothing outside the window for it to go on, right? If you just got a regular window, it's not from house to house here. You just got a window. It stops at the window because there's nothing for it to go out through to go towards. It could say in the window, but it doesn't go past the window. The ledge extends the window, as it were, extends the ohel of the house via the window opening, right? So now, even if it's only an agodel wide projecting out, it will bring out the tumah. But there's one more important thing. Vushia gavoa me'al hachalom, but it has to be not too far away from the window. If it's too far away from the window, then it's not considered an extension of the opening of the window. So it cannot be more than Rome etzba'ayim opachas, the height of two fingers of 4 centimeters or less than that. And then the ledge is considered part of the window. And so therefore, it doesn't have to go out a tefach. You know, normally we'd need a tefach because that would make it an ohel. But it doesn't need to have a tefach. It's part of an existing ohel, which is the house, and specifically connecting it to the window.
So the picture on the left wouldn't cut
so
it.
So probably, I'm trying to figure out which one. It's hard for me to get the dimensions over here. But let's assume going from right to left. Okay, right to left. The first one on the far right.
That's easily.
Certainly is an extension of that.
Yes.
The one in the middle, I don't know how high it is, so I can't tell you. But it would have to be within 4 centimeters, okay?
And if it's not.
And the one on the left, again, I'm not exactly sure what is.
I think it's sticking out further.
Maybe stick out third. I'm not clear, but that seems to be the rule.
And then the
far left is another type of window.
Okay.
Now, hoya lamalam esma, but if it's higher than 4 centimeters to 2 fingers, ain't a maybe a setuma. It will not bring tuma, ella, except maybe this is the third one from the left. Elam kein yeshbo rochav, unless it now has a tefach going out, because now in and of itself it is an ohel.
Yeah.
Remember, if the ledge going out is a square tefach, then it by definition is an ohel, connected to an ohel. But if it's less than a tefach, by definition it's not an ohel. So what will extend the tumah under that if it's considered connected to the window slash house? So if it's within the 4 centimeters, then it's considered part of the window area, and the tumah will go underneath it. If it's too high, then would require to have a tefach.
Then if it is a tefach, though, it could be at any height.
Anywhere. I don't care where it is. A tefach, it's its own ohel.
Got it.
It is its own ohel.
Sure. Okay.
And if over the window, it will create an ohel reality, right underneath, in front of the window, underneath the ledge that's there.
Got it.
Okay, that is if it's all a service window, which requires certain width, and also, you know, having extensions above it does not take away from the functionality of the service of the window. On the other hand, we've got other types of windows that are for illumination purposes, and therefore we don't want things to make it too dark, so therefore it's got different requirements. A ledge that's over a window that is being used to just illuminate, not for any service, and that only creates a punyan. Perhaps that's the left window because it's smaller. I'm thinking. So maybe a satuma bechol shehu. Then it could bring the tumah at any height above the window. Afilu gavoa kol shehu. Even if it's, you have to translate like, even if it's very high over, it does not matter. Because, even if it's beyond that, because since it's for a window, I believe you don't want it to take away from the light. So therefore you hadafka put it far away. One second, let's see the note over here. That's what he says. It can have a connection to the window even though it's far away, as opposed to the service window, because when it's doing for illumination, you want the ledge to be high so it doesn't block out the light.
Exactly.
That's the whole point. So therefore, even if it's very high, it could still be considered part of that. So you want to have some kind of awning, let's say, but you want it far away so it doesn't take away the light. So even if it's far away, it still works.
That extends it to me, you're saying?
Yes, okay. Extends it. So therefore, that's going to be this picture on the left.
Yeah.
You see, even though it's very high, beyond what the other ones are, and but doesn't matter. It will be considered anything under that. The tumah will come from that.
Maybe I missed it. What do you mean? What do you mean by a service window? Or
service window means you putting things on the ledge. It's meant for you to put things on it, put things through it, carry things through
it's
it.
It's a window in use.
That's used all the time. Let's say you're baking your pie. You leave the pie on the ledge. You want to hand the milk.
But that's not the purpose of it. That's the intention.
You would have a huge window like that. I would assume it's the other way around, the small window.
You know, but the mortgage is a sheer, because a tefach, remember, my friend, tefach is not, has to be enough that your hand can go through. This is a tefach.
Yeah, yeah.
But for illumination, it could even be smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, small. Light doesn't need a lot of opening. So even a small opening can bring in a lot of light. For a service window, it'll be a, you know what the problem with throwing you off? Because they made the service window so big.
I know. But
that's not the point. It really is making it less clear. I mean, right? So, I mean, compared to the length of the wall size, it looks like a ginormous window. It's misleading.
Okay.
A tefach, this is a tefach.
Yeah.
So why that tefach? So I can get my hand through it. That's the whole idea. If it's smaller, not, the light, the one for light is like this, or maybe a little more, like a, right? So I can get my hand through it, but those can get a lot of light, can go through that, and that's the point with the light over there.
If we know there's a body that's going through a different door,
it has nothing to do with the body's going through the door. That's not relevant here. What's relevant is that there's tumma in the house. That's all. Tumma in the house automatically goes through the window. Through the window. That's for sure. Not because the window's open. Window's open, everything goes through. That doesn't matter.
So when it comes in today's world where it's all glass and its window is closed.
So that's considered a closed window that has, and we're not going to put bodies through it, so it's
no.
Going to change. It's not, no tumma is going to go through it unless the window's open. Okay. Unless the window's open. Okay, now an interesting scenario. This is kind of a funny ledge. Here, now forget, just focus on the wide ledge that's sticking out. Okay, the question is, what are we going to consider that ledge as? Now, the reason it sticks out like this is, let's say a guy wants to be able to lean over without falling and be able to see very far, you know, left and right down the street.
Oh.
Like, if you're in the window, how far can you stick your head out? Right? You're not going to see your too far because you're going to fall out.
But if you put your hand
on
the ledge.
You got this big board on the bottom, right? Now you can go like this.
Yeah.
You see, so that's the reason why they have. I'm just wondering what's it doing over there, right? But that's the general.
It could be a service counter. It could be
big service counter,
service
whatever.
Counter.
But anyway, so we have to know what's the halacha status of this. And now we're dealing with a case where there's tumma underneath it. Forget about the little ledge on the top for now. We'll come back to it later. But let's just focus on that bottom, very large ledge. This is not like a ledge we've been talking until now where the ledge is over the window. Here the ledge is at the bottom of the window. But before we did, when the ledge is over the window, well, that's going to create, you've got the houses and ohel. It could go out the window if you got some more ohel extending it.
Yeah.
Here it's the opposite. You don't really have ohel extending it because it's at the bottom. So whatever tumma you may have had, whatever, there's no ohel on top of the window. So it's like the opposite of a ledge, so to speak. You follow? So it will have an opposite halacha and will be considered much less of anything. So he explains. Binyan hayotze lifnei hachalon. If you have kind of a structure that goes out the window. Shehamashkif, that one who wants to look out the window, nismachalav, will lean on it. Bishar shemashkif, as he's looking, and he won't fall. So the halacha is, as since this ledge is below the window, it doesn't bring tumma in any direction at all.
Except underneath.
It doesn't bring in anything.
Right.
So we'll see in a minute. So that tumma underneath is not doing anything.
It's blocked.
It's not, well, we're going to even talk about that. Well, we'll see. But anyway, but we consider that ledge really as nothing. It's not an extension of the house at all. There's no way any tumma underneath could get into the house, no matter what. And we'll see in a minute, we're going to consider this ledge really as really nothing. It's not really any kind of an ohel at all. We'll see in a minute. But certainly if there's tumma in the house, it's not going to reach anything that's underneath that ledge. If there's any tumma under the ledge, no way anything's going to get into the house. It doesn't serve as any kind of a function at all because it's below the window. Okay, now there's an interesting chiddush over here now. Okay, now, hoya boziz, what if there is a ledge way on the top, as you see over the window now? Now let's think for a minute. Had that ledge below not been there, then that little ledge on the top would function as extension of the ohel. It is an extension of the ohel. So what's going to happen here? Hoya boziz, if there is a ledge on the top, then look at this. Roines Habinim. We look at that lower ledge, Ki'ilo Eino, as it's not there. Because it really isn't extending anything of the house per se. So we, if we consider this lower ledge as nothing, then Vahaziz HaElyon, then the higher one on top, maybe Esatuma will now bring Tuma in. In other words, this ledge, the Rambam is feeling, I believe some commentary over here, and this over here, I think, said a little bit over here. Let's see over here. He says, look at his commentary. He says, Mifnei she'ein ha'tuma tachas ol mechur b'la aver habayis. The Tuma under that oil is not connected to the house, because that bottom one is at the bottom of the window. That was the first halacha. Now, if you got the ledge over that, and the Tuma is on the ground over there, so we consider that that lower ledge just doesn't exist. And therefore, we'll assume the Tuma is going straight under the higher ledge that's there. So we would look at that lower ledge as if it's not there, because it's not really extending out the house. Now, it's a chiddush because I don't understand why we wouldn't consider this bottom ledge as an ohel itself.
Yeah.
It's not clear why that is not an ohel itself and would block any tumah that's over there. Not clear. It's not meant to extend the house per se, because that it seems he only would extend when it's over the window. For some reason, I don't know why, the Rambam does not consider when it's going out from the bottom that it's not an extension of it. And therefore, instead of us thinking that the bottom ledge would block the Tuma, he's saying it doesn't block the Tuma.
Right.
But rather, the Tuma goes right up to the ledge above.
As
and
if
once
it wasn't
it goes
there.
To the ledge above, then it can go right into the house. Again, why he's not, he's saying it. He's saying, Roina Sabinyan ki ilueno. We look at the lower ledge as if it isn't there. But does it really give a great explanation why it's not there? Even the commentary says it's not there. It's like the ledge on top is right over the Tuma. So I understand that, but why does he not want to say that the ledge below is considered anything? My commentary didn't say anything here, and neither commentary really explains more, but that would... is the chiddush. I mean,
right.
He's only saying it's like, since it's below the window. So it's not really serving as an ohel to the house. My only question is, so why isn't it just its own ohel?
Yeah, underneath it.
Yeah.
That's what I don't understand. Forget about the house.
Why shouldn't it block?
You know, and I'm assuming there's at least a tefach from that above the floor, the ground.
Yeah.
Now, if there was no tefach below the ground,
you can understand.
They can say it's tumah ritzutza.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd have to be matrik and say that's what it is, but it doesn't seem to be the pashup shot.
No.
So I don't know why, but the Rambam is saying that. So we have a question on that. Okay. Now, and then finally, the Rambam explains something that we've had to assume all along. So you're going to say, why did he say it? Because he never said it before. We just had to assume it. It says, what do we mean when we say that the ledges bring Tuma? So as we've been explaining, if there's Tuma either under the ledge or in the house, hakol tumah, everything's tumah. Bein babayis, whether in the house or bein tachas aziz, rather than the ledge. Which when we say that the ledge brings and moves Tuma, so if there's Tuma only under the ledge, it brings it into the house. If there's Tuma in the house, then there's utensils under the ledge, it brings the Tuma to go through to the ledge, and this matami the things that are under the ledge. Okay, we're moving on now to Halacha Dalid, which is not hard. It's just reviewing, basically, it's a review of all the principles we've learned, but just applying it in different scenarios. I don't know if we're going to finish the entire Dalid. It's about 6 or 7 scenarios. You can see the Dalid itself could be divided up into easily 4 halachas. So we'll see how far we can get into Dalid. Again, it is definitely not hard. You just have to plug in the rules, and what's so helpful, the pictures, mamish, say everything. All right? So let's take a look at the pictures here. This picture has a wall, and all that is hanging out are ledges, not from windows, not from anything, just ledges jutting out from the wall. And we've got two ledges, one directly on top of the other. In each case, in this picture at least, there's a tefach from the bottom ledge to the floor. There's a tefach between the bottom ledge and the top ledge. All three are the same. The only difference in the three pictures is where is the tumah? Is the tumah under the bottom ledge, in between the two ledges, or on top of the third ledge? This is very poshut. He's just reviewing all these points. He's got two ledges right on top of the other. They're a tefach out. They're a tefach from each other. So let's just plug this all in. Shnei zizim, two ledges. Zel gav zel. This one on top of the other one. Each one juts out a tefach. So in and of itself, each one is an ohel. Ubeinam, and between the two of them, poseaf tefach. There's a tefach from one to the top.
Now it's tumas oil.
So there's tumas ohel. Either one is a self-contained ohel. Now, case one. The tuma tachas tefach. There's tuma under the bottom one. So then what's halacha? Tachtov bilvad tamei. Only what's underneath the bottom is tamei. Why? The bottom one is a full-fledged ohel.
Yeah.
And what's the rule of an ohel? It disperses it. the tumah underneath it and blocks what's on top. Yeah. So that's a pashut case. Next middle picture. What are the tumas in between the two of them? Then beinam bilvad tamei. Then only between its tamei, because it's going from the bottom ledge straight up to the top ledge, self-contained ohel, and it stops over there. On the top one, then it's going to be a little bit different. Remember, in the first two cases, the entire area under the ledge, not just where the tumah is.
Because it's an oil. It's an oil.
But in the third case, when the tumah is on top, there's no oil on top.
What we do
is it blocks below, nothing goes down, but going up only in a straight line, the entire block's worth. Opposite the tumah all the way opposite. That very simple halacha. Yes?
Yep. Yeah, except with what we just did, this is not a window, I guess, right?
No windows. It's just a wall with ledges. All we're doing is the tumah under a middle or on top of the ledges.
Not the same as the other one.
No. Okay, now, next case gets a little bit more interesting now. The first case, everything was exactly covering over the other one. In these halachas, we're looking at a side picture now. We have, certainly tefach spaces as required. The only thing is the top ledge goes beyond, sticks up. We're looking at a side picture now. The other picture, we're looking three-dimensional. But now pretend you're looking at the side.
The cross-sectional view.
Cross-section is jutting out, and you're standing over here and looking at them. So you've got the bottom one is definitely an ohel. It's a tefach sticking out, everything you have. On top, you got a tefach space, but it goes beyond another tefach beyond that. Okay? So really think about it, what's going on in the right-hand picture. Frankly, once you've got the top one, then it's really making everything underneath it one large ohel.
That's what the third one shows also. That's the point of the third one.
Third
from the right. If you said
yeah. Okay. Well, no, because the third one's a different case. The right side is it sticks out a tefach. Everything's tefach perfect. Let's see now. Hoya elyon. If we look at the far right picture now, if the top one is odif al tachton, extends further out from the bottom one, poseaf tefach, an extra tefach beyond it. Vituma tachas tachton, or either if tuvma is under the bottom one, or between the bottom and the top, tachdehem ubeinehem tomei. Everything that's underneath and to the side and between them is all tomei, because the extension that's the tefach, that's beyond the other one, it mixes up the, it's like one big ohel. That's all it is.
The other thing,
it can't take away from anything. Doesn't matter where the tumah is, it can't take away from anything, because the fact that it overhangs, it makes it one bigger ohel.
That's it.
So it doesn't matter if the tumah is on the bottom, under a big ohel. If it's on the top, it moves across and then down and around. So that makes everything tummy. Now, how about the second picture? Also pretty simple. Hoysal gavel yom, if the tumah is on top of the top one, only going straight up, because the top ledge has blocked everything off. It's the tumah. That's an obvious case. Now, the next case, the next two, is where the extension of the higher one is not a full tefach, but less than a tefach. the extension beyond.
Yeah.
In other words, the top one, certainly the bottom one is a tefach going out. The top one is a tefach plus,
but not
less than a tefach.
Yeah.
So I'll say whatever. It's the extension part is not a tefach.
Right.
If the extension of the higher one is less than a tefach extended beyond, v'tumah tachtem, and now you have tumah underneath in any one of, well, let's pick the first case. The tumah is underneath. Well, then it's the same case. Tachtem of enam tummy. Everything is tummy. It's no different than the first case on the far right, because the tumah extends by what's extra, even if it's less than a tefach, and it goes up and around. Why? Because since the top ledge completely covers and goes beyond the bottom ledge, we consider the bottom ledge as if it isn't there.
Period.
That's basically what it is, just period. Like we had before. Once you don't need the bottom ledge anymore. So that's been taken care of. All right, because when the tumah is on the bottom, so it's like that ledge at the bottom isn't there. However, and here's the chiddush again.
Wow.
I lost the place over here. Avol tachas.
Hatachton ma.
I lost the place. 1 second. Now, the fourth picture now. What if them is between them? That's the one on top of one, but under the other one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, tachas hamosor, only underneath the part on the bottom that's opposite the extension, as you see in the picture over there. All right? Beinehem, between them, will be tame. V'tachas hamoser tame, and what's underneath will be tame.
The extra part.
Avol tachas hatachton tohor, but with under
whoa,
the top, the bottom one is tohor,
yeah,
because when it's less than a tefach going out, it goes up, but it doesn't go down past. Okay? In other words, it will not go down. So therefore, when it's at the bottom, when the tumah is at the bottom, then it goes up. When the tumah is at the bottom, that's obvious. It goes up, hits the top, and goes across. The other one,
right,
it only goes across,
right,
but it doesn't enable it to, since it's less than a tefach, it doesn't enable it to go down. So it could be it doesn't really go more than the top. It's not clear from that picture.
How about the picture on the far right?
Far right?
Let's go to the far right picture.
When it's a tefach beyond, then we consider the bottom one as if it's not there.
Okay, so
but
let's
if it's
say,
not a tefach further, then we don't
let's
consider
say
the bottom one's
away,
not there.
We take away the bottom tumah, and we just have the top tumah.
Which whole, picture are we looking at
the
now?
Far right. The far right.
So fine. So what do you want to know?
I'm taking away the bottom tumah, and I just have the top
then
tumah.
They're all tummy. He said already it's all tummy.
So
he
why
said
do we need way both tumahs?
What he's giving two examples. It's
okay,
not both at the same time. Either or.
Okay.
Either or. Either at the bottom or either at the top. It makes it all tummy.
Got
because,
it.
Because when it's a tefach beyond, then the whole thing is one ohel.
Right. Okay.
If it's less than a tefach beyond, then the whole thing is not an ohel.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It's too different.
If it's not more than a tefach at least, then it's not considered everything subsumed within it. So therefore, but I'm just questioning. So when it's fourth picture, the far left, I see the tumah goes straight up.
Yes.
Makes sense. When the tumah's on the right side, I don't know if it can go across, but I don't know if it goes down.
Look at the third picture.
Third picture is
it's the same. It's less than a tefach, but it goes.
But,
the whole
but
thing.
Since the tumah's already been taking this whole area,
the oil,
and then it's going up.
Okay.
Then it goes across.
So why shouldn't why shouldn't it go down then in the other picture?
Because it's not a tefach out, so maybe it can't go. It can't go down.
It can go up, but it
that's,
can't go
that
down.
That seems to be the rule that
okay,
he is formulating.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait, just a little question on the fourth one. You know, far left.
Yeah.
The tumah from the bottom piece of tumah just goes straight up.
Yeah, because it's not under the bottom ledge at all.
There's
nothing with the bottom ledge.
Right. Now, is the see the quadrant when you have the upper ledge extending to the left of the upper ledge. Is that tumah there overlapping with the second piece, or is that on its own? Is it?
I'm sorry.
The shaded area. So should that be a double shaded area above the
yeah,
ledge?
Is it basically.
Shelly's going to show you right there. That square.
This goes straight up.
Yeah.
Is this part here tuma from here, or is it tuma from here as well?
No, there's two. It's two separate cases, Shelley.
Or both.
Look at each one case with one tuma. Not both there at the same time.
That's what I'm saying. It's double up.
It's either one or the other.
So if this wasn't here, we would have.
So that's what I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it would drop down.
But we take the whole. Here, we take the whole width on top.
If you only have the ball on the left, only. Forget about the ball on top.
It goes straight up.
No, it goes up and then across because it's one ohel.
Okay.
That's so for sure.
Yeah.
But if you only have the one on the top, I'm not sure if it drops down.
It goes straight across.
I think it only goes across. I don't know.
So my question was this is double.
If they're both there together.
Yeah.
Well, if they're both there together, it wouldn't matter. Tummy is.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
That'd be double tummy.
No, I'm just trying to understand that. Each one is causing tumor there.
So the one on the far right on the bottom doesn't add anything, so it's like a benign tumor.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop it here.
Just checking.
So we're going to continue with Hoysa Beinehem. So that's going to be, one second. We're at Yesh B'cholech Mehem Poseach. Okay.
Okay, we're going to start at...
Stopping right in the middle.
Okay.
Yesh B'cholecha, that's going to be Dalet 3.
Okay.
Where now he's going to talk about where they're less than a tefach.
So right where the mem is, we're starting.
Okay.